Hey everyone, welcome to the first episode of this show where we will talk about marketing for real estate agents, brokers. And I'm your host, Kevin Arguello. So real fast, who am I? Why should you listen to me? And why should you believe me? Great questions. I'm glad you asked them. So pretty much I am aspiring digital marketer. I've been trying to learn digital marketing through social media, studying on my own and just practicing it with other small business owners. And I have my own team and we've been developing our strategy, trying to build up our foundation. And we decided to niche down to the real estate industry just because we feel like the real estate hasn't really shifted to the new modern way that consumers are pretty much consuming. They're still sticking to the old tactics, the old way, billboards, check out my listing, sending out flyers, collecting leads by signing in a sheet on open house. So we feel like there's got to be a change. I feel that there's great opportunity there. And, you know, I mean, we've always liked real estate. We've always thought it was interesting. I mean, the whole experience of checking out homes, I've always found very exciting just because that's pretty much where your memories are going to be made. So I definitely do love this interesting, this industry and the topic. So I find it pretty exciting that, you know, I had the skills of marketing and now I can tailor it towards an industry that I'm very interested in. So, like I said, we're not experts. We're not influencers or, you know, we're not thought leaders. You know, we're getting into this slowly, but we do know this is what we want to get into. This is what we want to learn. This is what we want to teach. So, as they say, the best way to learn is to teach. That's pretty much like a quick summary of who we are. We call ourselves AIM Squad. So that's that. But yeah, so as we go, we're going to be learning more about marketing tactics tailored specifically to real estate agents and how they can apply them. So real fast, the first tip I can give or the first topic I want to talk about just to kind of consider as a real estate agent, if you haven't done so already, is who is your target audience? This is a question that must be asked for every person in business that plans to market. I was just sending a message to a realtor asking him like, hey, you know, how long have you been doing real estate? And she was telling me, you know, a couple of months and I love it. It's great. And I was like, okay, great. And have you been using social media? And she said, well, I just have a Facebook page. Okay, great. You know, it's a good start. And I said, well, who's your target audience? And then that's where the pause came in. You know, she's like, I'm not sure. So then that right there is a big problem. I'm not saying what she's doing is wrong. I'm just saying this can slow her down. So if you're a realtor right now, if you're in business, when real estate market, if you don't have a definite answer on who your target audience is, then that's the first thing you should start doing right now, or at least take note of what to do. Let me tell you why you need to know who your target audience. You might just say, oh, my target audience is people that want to buy houses. Duh. Like, okay. No, you can get more specific. Are you targeting first-time home buyers? Are you targeting people that are out of town that are considering moving into the city that you're listing in? Are you considering, you know, getting retired baby boomers that are trying to sell their homes? Are you trying to get people in a specific area that has maybe a higher income level or there's a higher commission in there for you? You know, you have to tailor it down to who exactly you're trying to get as a customer. And when you kind of know, like, let's say, just to keep the example simple and easy to understand, let's say, hey, I want to just target first-time home buyers. Okay, then you want to put yourself in the shoe of a first-time home buyer. Or if you remember being a first-time home buyer, you want to think about, okay, what was I thinking about as a first-time home buyer? Okay, I was thinking, one, do I need a big down payment? Two, is there any government program, any assistance by the city that can help me? Three, I don't know all the things that come with the house or all the problems that come with the house. Four, how do I know the agent is trustworthy? Or how do I know they're telling me the truth? Or how do I know this price is correct? Am I paying too much? Am I paying too little? Am I getting the deal or am I being ripped off? Okay, so you got to start putting yourself in their shoes and start asking these questions. And you want to make sure you annotate these questions, you write them down. And then after you got a good amount of questions and you got a good perspective of what your target audience would be asking or what their concerns are or what they want from a transaction from a realtor like yourself, then you want to start answering those questions. You say, okay, these are some programs that I can tell them. Okay, look, these are home standard home value in this area. This is the standard price for a mortgage monthly, such and such. So you start answering all these questions. So then now you know, hey, this is my target audience. These are their concerns. These are their worries. And here's the answers. And this is how I can help them. Okay. The next step of knowing your target audience, you don't want to just start selling them. Because one good point that many marketers make is that people buy from people. People do not buy from businesses. People do not buy from brands. They buy from people. And as the real estate industry, as you guys already know, or you guys can already assume, you're selling yourself. That's not in a bad way, but pretty much they are buying you as a person. They're not buying your business. They're buying you as a person because they are trusting you on an important decision. And if they are trusting you on such a big, heavy investment, they need to like you. They need to trust you. They need to feel that you are an expert. So the one thing you want to start thinking about is, okay, now that you know all the content that your target audience will want from you as a realtor, you start providing it through your social media. Just saying, hey, check out these programs that are being offered by the city. Or, hey, this is the standard home value in this area. It's gone down, it's gone up. Take advantage, or maybe it's the time to buy. But you don't always want to overwhelm people in your social media with just pure content involving your business, involving real estate. You also want to share some content to the community. You know, you want to show some photos, some videos of the area around the house that you're listing or you're trying to sell. You know, area, how great things have been going with you as far as your family, your personal life, your work life. You want to also sell, you know, yourself as a person, your personality, because then they feel more trust. Because versus they say, versus looking at just pure content about real estate and they say, okay, this looks like a salesman, real estate agent. They're like, oh, this guy's putting out some nice stuff with his family, or wow, they're showing these videos of the community, you know, and they happen to be an agent, or like, wow, this person is a very knowledgeable agent. And you have to also consider that not every person is ready to buy as soon as they make any kind of engagement. You know, that's kind of like the premature move that a lot of agents, I believe, do. As soon as somebody shows some slight of interest into their real estate or into their content, automatically, boom. Like, oh, are you ready to buy now? Hey, let me call you up. You want to check out some open houses? Like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, chill. You know, you want to take a break. You know, you're just showing a peak, slight interest. You just want a sneak peek. You have to understand that in the game of real estate, it's a game of patience. You know, it requires time. You can't just make that heavy investment right away. Sometimes you'll get a client that's going to want to buy a house right away, but you have to be patient with these leads, and with patience comes with content. So that's why you want to make sure you provide the content and let them know that you are knowledgeable, you're an expert in the industry, but you also want to let them know who you are as a person. Okay, show them if you're involved in your community, show them if you're involved with your family, what your profession is, what your hobbies are, because then you become more relatable to them. And if you can become more relatable to them, then you start building more trust with them. And if you build more trust with them, then they know they want to go to you and they want to buy their house as a first-time home buyer. Okay, so I hope that made sense. Pretty much that was the first episode of real estate marketing for agents, realtors. I hope you found some value in this and enjoyed my somewhat knowledge, somewhat rant. And if you guys did enjoy this, please at least send me a message or a comment or write a review, you know, what your thoughts are, because I will not get better at this, or this podcast will not get better without feedback from you. I need to understand what you as a consumer of this podcast would want more of, or how it would make it better, so that way I can make those adjustments and provide value to you. If you stuck to the end, thank you again. Please write a review. I appreciate your time for listening to this, and have a great day and be happy, live healthy.